Dubai Eye 103.8.
We are also this hour talking about learning how to drive in the UAE. And I am very pleased to thank and welcome Fatima Reis, who is the Director of Marketing and Customer Service at the Emirates Driving Institute, onto the line. Thank you for joining us, Fatima. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi.
There's always a moment when you're on the radio where as a presenter, you have to reach out into the ether and you're not certain that someone's going to reach out and hold your hand. And you just did. So thank you very much. Lovely to hear from you. So first of all, I've got two areas of conversation that I want to have with you. One is, how difficult is it to learn how to drive in the UAE? Because I've heard it's notoriously hard. Is that correct?
It's time consuming. I won't say it is hard if you are being trained by the right people, okay, and the right institute. It's a very exciting learning process, and we have customers who remember this experience for lifetime, because it's a life skill that they get by getting a driving license. So it's a time consuming, because you have to take out time from your daily life or your work routine, because there is a mandatory number of hours that you have to dedicate yourself in order to get a driving license.
How many hours do you have to do?
If you're a beginner and you do not have your country's license with you, you have to register for 20 hours, minimum 20 hours, and you can take even more based on your performance and based on your instructor's recommendation.
I would need, well, basically, when I learned how to drive, I needed about double that. And I learned in Dorset, the countryside in the UK, where there was about five cars that went past me every hour. Here in the UAE, I mean, how soon do you take them on the Sheikh Zayed Road? That's so scary.
It is, and that's the reason we recently RTA incorporated highway training in the curriculum. Mm. So on an average, people take around 40 to 50 hours, sometimes, especially a beginner, to get a driving license. And somebody who has an experience of driving in their country for more than 5 years, they usually take around 20 hours. But night training and highway training has been incorporated in the curriculum to ensure the confidence level is enhanced for the customers, you know.
And so, for example, our news editor, Natasha, she grew up in India, and she said that the UAE doesn't trust Indian driving licenses, because apparently you can buy them in India. So she had to come and basically go through the whole process again, despite having been driving for years. And so would she have to do the 20 hours despite...
No, she will not.
Okay.
No, she will not. If she has an Indian license and... if it is between 2 to 5 years, she has to register for 15 hours. But if it is more than 5 years, then she will have to register for 10 hours of training.
I feel very lucky that with the British driving license, I've just had to go to the place on Almanar. You know, the customer services place on Almanar.
Yes,
I just went in. It was surprisingly simple, actually. Thank goodness. Although I didn't get it for ages, which I think is illegal. Maybe I shouldn't be admitting to that. I'm legal now, she said, smiling through the prison sentence.
So there are 36 countries that can easily convert their driving license here. So Europe and USA, there are many countries that have this option.
So I remember when I was learning how to drive, there were three things that you had to sort of three exercises that you had to specifically be able to do. Although I don't think I can remember all three of them, but one of them was reversing round a corner. Do you have to reverse? And we had to show that to the exam instructor. Is that in the test here? Do you have to reverse around a corner?
Yes. We have five types of parking maneuvers that the student has to pass. And there is everything: emergency brake, reversing, parallel parking. And now these tests are no more conducted by an examiner. It's actually being conducted in a smart yard. So it's a yard in which the customer sits all alone, and he has to do these five parking maneuvers.
Oh, how scary, especially the reverse parking. I always pivoted at I still always pivot at the wrong point.
Yes, it is. You need to get more exercise. I mean, you need to practice it. You need to understand what you need to look out for, and you'll pass.
Is there a special class where you get taught to go really, really close to the car in front of you and flash your lights, or completely ignore people and just swerve into their path? Or that like little nudge thing that people do, just swerve towards you to warn you that they're about to swerve into your path? All those wonderful driving attributes that I feel you only really see in the UAE.
We have safe driving courses for people with driving license who want to learn how to drive safely and how to be a courteous road user.
Yes.
But not many people come and register for it. It's usually corporate organizations that who have a lot of drivers. They send their drivers for this course called defensive driving course. In this course, we teach them how to drive safely, but not only how to drive safely, but also to ensure that the other road users are also safe. It's a one-day course, and we have this course in the portfolio, but not a lot of walk-in customers come and take it after they get driving license.
I think there's a lot of people on the road. I mean, we have very large windows here, windows out to the world. So even though we're on the radio, we can see you, even if you can't sort of see us. And I witnessed quite a fair amount of really genuinely appalling driving. It's quite special. My favourite is when people get cross for you for not moving out the way. And so they undertake you and then they go in front of you and then they slam on their brakes. You know, just as a, yes. you know, just to put your life in danger because you wouldn't get out their way. It's so genteel. Okay, so hang on a sec. What's brilliant about Dubai, and I'm always relieved and reassured when Dubai performs like this, there is a premium service that you can take, yes. is there not? You don't have to do your driving class in a sort of Vauxhall Corsa like I did.
No. So at EDI, we launched this Platinum driving course for our customers, where they learn how to drive an elite fleet of cars like Range Rover Sport, Mercedes G500, C200, Tesla, Porsche Cayenne, and all these
cars. No, wait a second. So you can learn how to drive in a Porsche Cayenne. Awesome.
Yes. And the reason we have this is not because we want to be the biggest and the largest and have all those things, but because we realized that there was a gap in the market. Because these customers, they want it, as soon as they get their driving license, they go and they buy this high-end luxury
vehicle,
high-performance cars. And because they have never been trained in it, they were not very safe. So what we do is, like, we tell them, so you want to buy this car? Why don't you learn to drive in one? And this will help you to be better adapted with the mechanics and features of SUV and ensure your safety while driving on the road.
So, Gino, I actually genuinely think that is very, very sensible. And certainly, if I was rich enough to be buying my boys, when they're old enough, a Porsche as their first vehicle, I would definitely have wanted them to learn how to drive in it. Because otherwise, the first thing you put the accelerator down, you're going to be halfway to Sharjah.
Yes. They have to get adapted to this vehicle, you know. And they get trained in, let's say, a Sunny or a Camry or a Yaris, the features are completely different. So
yeah.
I think this course is working very well for this market. It's a high-end course, and obviously it's a bit expensive. And
I bet
a lot of customers are registering for it. Yes, because
Do you have dual controls? Have you got like a Porsche Cayenne with dual controls?
Yes.
Wow. Amazing. Fatima Race, thank you so much for joining us on the line. And then you joined us at short notice, so that's really, really good of you. You are Director of Marketing and Customer Service at the Emirates Driving Institute, and you offer that premium service if people want to learn how to drive in a fancy car. Thank you for your time. Great to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Lovely to have you on air.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.